The big story coming from this weekend, or this weekend so far indeed, is Sean McGinley from Drensfully, of course, a student now at DCU and a member of Finn Valley, but he's a scholarship student there, and his big target today was the Irish Universities Championships, as was the case with a number of other Donegal athletes, and I'll come to them in a second. But the big story with him is that 8:56.88 in the 3000 steeplechase is a qualifying mark for the European Under 23 Championships. He's moved to Under 23 now from junior, of course, and that brings him to Finland during the summer. So it was an excellent performance, a solo performance in many respects, because he won the event easily, and delighted his DCU teammates, and it's a new Donegal record indeed to add that to the list, and indeed. It's a championship record, a championship record that has stood for 37 years. So it was a really great bounce back for Sean, because he had some injury problems after the cross country season and calf injury, and he had great difficulty with it. But he got that organised. He was in warm weather training in recent times, and he got his reward today. So a big result for Sean McGinley, and indeed his mother and father were present, and indeed his coach. John Rogan, so all coming down the road quite happy. Other Donegal results from there were Brendan O'Donnell won the Hammer, a DCU student as well. We had Siobhan Doherty from Donegal Town, also a DCU student, and the trend really in these results is DCU. DCU are very, very supportive of athletes. They are the most supportive indeed in terms of overall events. UCD would tend to be as well, but basically DCU get the reward, and they chase the overall story, and Donegal athletes have contributed to that. So say Siobhan Doherty, she won the walk, and Amy Green from Finn Valley and from the Rosses, of course, she was second in the steeplechase just right away after Sean. And Ryan Canning from Letterkenny, a student at the University of Ulster, he had a PB over 400 metres at 54-odd and 400 metre hurdles. He finished second in that, so good start for Ryan Canning, and with a PB as well, so most encouraging. So those are the Donegal medals from the Irish University Championships. An atrocious day in Dublin, a really miserable, miserable day. We were so lucky in Donegal so far. So basically, other results was a big result came in as well overnight from the States, from Stanford in California. That's a big annual, big annual collegiate meet, open meet, international meet. And Oisin O'Gallan, who from Finn Valley, who's been running extremely well, setting PBs and club records, and indeed done and getting close to the Donegal records on occasion. Today he ran a 13:55.55, sub 14, of course, for 5,000 metres. In that Stanford meet, and really encouraged, but also very, very disappointed, because he was on for about a low 13:40, on for Donegal record. That record is held by Gary Murray at 13:44. So he was really on for that record until he hit, as the man says, he hit the wall with about 15 metres to go, and he basically crawled across the line. So it was a bit of a surreal experience, as he described it afterwards, and he was actually disappointed that he didn't get down into the 40s, but he's running extremely well. He's an absolute credit, because he's made his own way in the States, and he's gone from university to university. He's an associate coach there now with Wyoming, and he really deserves everything that comes his way. So club record for him, of course, the second fastest Donegal man in history, 13:55, Stanford, California last night. Also, last night, the Milford 5K, they run a 5K, of course, in memory of Cú Gallan, who was a member of Gallagher, who was a member of their club for many, many years, and sadly passed away some years ago, and the Gallagher family were all involved in athletics. Declan Ferry won that one from the Rosses Club, and Nikita Burke from Letterkenny, she won the women's with a personal best performance there, a course record, so she's pretty happy about that. So that's it. There's also news coming in of Rushing Flanagan in the States, a mile time of 4:46, basically just as he describes it to me early this morning, time zones problems, so I picked it up this morning from her. She was just saying she's got a flush out her leg, she didn't seem too too excited about it, and she's planning a couple of 5,000 races now in the coming weeks, so that'll be interesting to see. Ailish, her sister, is kind of struggling a little bit with injury, just recovering from a wee knee injury, so we'll have to wait for her to hit the track later in the season. But Roisin, 4:46, that probably translates as a Donegal outdoor record, and that also is good news as well from the States. So the big one then, Oisin Gallen in the States, and Sean McGinley back at home with that 8:56. The previous Donegal record was 8:58 to Joe Byrne of his club mate at Finn Valley many years ago. So Sean McGinley should be riding high this evening.